Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Really fine. Really fine.
Good. I'm sitting here running like crazy to get some stuff together for a somewhat healthy lunch here, so I'll be making a little bit of noise in the background for a second.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
So how you doing?
Char
has arrived.
Good Char. Morning. Good morning, Steve.
How you doing?
Good.
Has arrived.
I apologize, I'm making noise in the background here.
It's okay.
Char, this is Elaine in Kansas.
Well, good morning. Steve's on with us. I guess it's just the three of us so far.
Did you get my email with my email address so I can be on your list?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry I did not acknowledge it. I just glanced at it and I thought, oh, I know.
That's okay. I thought I should have asked you to please reply just to make sure that it went through and got to you, because I sure want to be on your list.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought I put it on before. In fact, I know I did. I know I had seen it on there, but some things got dumped off when I switched computers. I'm not exactly sure how it happened. They were hidden or something, and they didn't take, so it must have... I know I had the list in more than one place, so maybe that was on the wrong one in the wrong place or something. But
well, that's fine. That's fine. I know the technology is... wonderful when it works the way we think it should.
Well, I'm trying to get you to used to a whole new system, and I've tried to sign up last night to go in and take classes because I went on to the Mac instead of the sticking with the PC, and that was...
Has arrived.
Anyway,
a whole big new change, curve. Big learning curve.
Yeah, and I think that's supposed to help keep the brain quick, but it seemed to be running awfully slow last night for the transfer.
It'll catch up.
Yeah, I know. It's just a matter of doing it, and I want it to happen before I do the learning. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, I know. Me too.
But it's good to hear your voice. I know you're on when we can't hear it part of the time too, I'm sure. So, but anyway, and thankful we always have the backup that Steve provides. I'm still in that struggle with, okay, now I gotta, if I just go back and put a name on here and make a couple of notes, it'll make it easier for him. So I'm working on that part of it too. Anyway.
Yeah. Now, what is the site to listen to the call?
Let's see, the best one, the easiest one to go into, isn't it lifestyle.org, Steve?
Yeah, lifestylesupport.org.
Oh, lifestyle support, that's right. I got to put it to the top of the page again.
You've got to learn that, Char. It's only been 10 years.
I know. How long has it really been? What was the year we really started?
Okay.
It's only been 4.
Oh, on the advanced lifestyle, okay.
Yeah. Well, actually about 3, I think, on that.
Are you sure? I've gone through 4.
It was 2006 when I started on the call, 2007 when we started doing it. So it's been 4 years, but coming up for 3.5 years.
Okay.
Oh, time flies when we're having so much fun.
Oh, gee, I know. We did our...
I just want to read you while you're having trouble with your computer. Of course, this doesn't affect you, Char, I know, because you get enough. But scientists now know that sleep is essential to memory. Your brain uses those hours to arrange memory so you can better recall key emotional moments. Other good reasons to quit pillow talk: people who skimp on sleep show elevated levels of inflammation, a risk factor for heart disease and stroke, and crave higher calorie foods because of hormone imbalance. Good sleep equals good health.
You know, I could say that I've experienced all of those probably, well, at a much greater level than I should have, let's say that, because I know when it gets past a certain hour, the recall is not there, so I know, I mean, I can firsthand attest to that. I know that after a certain point, I'm not going to be able to decipher whether I actually did this or where I put it or whatever. So that part I know, and then there was another one that stood out when you were reading that too. I mean, I'm not saying I'm proud of it. I'm just saying I really can understand that from firsthand experience.
Just a little reminder.
Yes, it is. It's a good reminder, and I appreciate that, Nancy, because that is a struggle I always work on. Once I get started, I get so stubborn, I don't want to quit.
Well, once my eyes start closing, I think this has been happening again. I think, why are you doing this? Get up and go to bed. This is crazy.
Yeah, because I can do it in less time the next day.
Absolutely.
And that's the other thing that is very, very irritating. But the one thing I'm not doing is I'm not feeding my body anymore at night, which means that I really go to sleep very fast when I get to that point. And so when I fed myself, then I would, I'd watch and put good food in because I knew if I did things that were healthy, not sugar, which I was craving, but if I didn't give in to the sugar or the high carb content, then I could function at a much better level. And who was it that said, I'm not suggesting you do this, but, oh, it was Roger Drummer. He says, I'm not suggesting you do this, but if you get into a spot where it's really urgent and you have to violate your sleep time, if you do, not going to the sugar and so forth, he said, you will be much sharper.
Jade.
And you will get through it, huh?
Jade. Because I remember Ted Aloisio, when he was driving, far distances and wanting to get home, he had a jar of Jade in the car. And he was he would just drink out of the jar.
Yeah, no, it wasn't him I was thinking.
No, I know, I'm just saying, but that may help you stay more alert.
Yeah, it does. I would usually go after something that was like rice, which is a carb, but it's a starch at the same time, and only a very small amount. And if I'd space it out like every hour and a half, it was amazing the difference. And I could see it. And the recall was, better to a degree. It wasn't what it would have been otherwise. But anyway, no sense in making excuses.
Has left the conference.
Make it happen, so anyway. Okay, I know Elaine was with us for a while there.
I'm still on.
Oh, you are? Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't have any little munchkins because I'm still taking care of Gray, but I'm on.
Okay, now what happened with your husband?
He had two coronary bypasses done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
On December 6th. And so, but he had an appointment yesterday, and the doctor, the surgeon was very pleased. So we're glad for that. And he's doing really well, but I've just been busy taking care of him, and so I haven't been on the call.
Gets to be a full-time job, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But he's doing really well, so he even went out and fed the cats and the dogs this morning, so he's okay. Yeah.
Do they have classes there? I forget what they're called here, after you've had that kind of an experience where
Jeannie has arrived.
Where they zone into behavior mod kind of things?
Today he's going to be starting what they call cardiac rehab.
Is that now, size or is that for an actual class type thing?
The only thing I know that they do is they exercise on these machines.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about, if they do anything about behavior and stuff. He has a whole book of behavior things to read.
Men sometimes have a hard time accepting that could be part of it.
Has arrived.
I have a friend whose husband had bypass a number of years ago, and they went to these classes, and he would sit there jiggling his coins and keys in his pocket, like, when can we get out of here kind of stuff.
Well, I don't think Greg would do that, because he's already said he's not going through this surgery again. And we do know somebody who has had it twice, about 16 years apart. Mm-hmm. He's older than Greg is, but, yeah.
That's interesting. It was 14 years apart for Cy Wagenbach when he decided on his own from the eating DVD that he was not going to do what the doctor said and do it on his own in changing his lifestyle. And his wife said, "Oh well, you're on your own, dear, because I think that's a little off the deep end." You know, when he watched it and said, "Well, I need to change the way I'm eating," and he had been exercising. Exercise had not been the thing for him because he had built that into his life. I mean, to the point where he actually opened up a gym on his property. He took his lumber yard, which was a large building, and converted it into a wellness center and an actual pay membership gym for other people. And that way he had his friends come in and he'd exercise with them. So his exercise was not the issue. It was the food intake that was the issue. He'd always had his own, you know, homegrown beef and all of that stuff. And I remember when he had the second one 14 years later, and we had just started, so it was like, it's been within, you know, 4 years or three, whatever, plus that we started. It was right after we started it, just shortly anyway. And we were driving back from our beach house, and I mean, I really recall it exactly. And we were talking about it because we'd gotten a phone call saying that he had had a massive heart attack, to pray for him that he was in the hospital. And so, or another heart attack is the way I guess it was described. And so anyway, then we were talking about it, and Denny and I said, you know, I really feel guilty knowing what I know and not sharing it with him. And Denny looked at me and he says, "Honey, it's not going to do any good. You know how many times you've heard him say he never changed the way he's eating, because he does eat healthy, you know, mashed potatoes, gravy, and meat, you know, for dinner." And it was a sizable portion, because he was able to keep his weight where he wanted it by doing all the exercising. That didn't mean it was healthy. So anyway, it was quite some time later when we heard that he had thought he'd had another one, yet another attack. And when he went in for his test, then we found out after that that he had, the doctor had told him that his 70% blockage was down to 40%, and to keep doing it, and he figured that the blockage would be completely gone just based on the fact that that was the only thing in his life he had changed, was how he was eating, and he'd taken out all animal products. So it was interesting. Very interesting that the CD is, or the DVD rather, was what pushed him over the edge. And then of course, after that happened, when the doctor, and I think it was two of his, he had three cardiologists that had worked on him or given him advice, and two of the three were dead from heart disease before he got back in to see him like 2.5 months later. It had only been 2.5 months that he'd been doing it, and the percentage had dropped by 40% of blockage, from 70 down to 40, or 40% was gone. And the doctor said, "Give you another 6 months, keep doing what you're doing. I don't need to know, but keep doing what you're doing." Don't need to know the details.
So what's the name of that DVD?
It's called Eating. If you send me, I don't know whether you put your address in there, just your email, but if you send me an email, I'll send one to you, because I have given lots of them away, because the one he received was given to him, and I just couldn't not do the same thing. It's fairly lengthy, but it's all chaptered, and especially the men, I suggest they go through the whole thing. Women, I say, if you don't want to see what happens to the animals, don't watch, but listen, because I knew how it imprinted my brain with the visual pictures for months of how they treat the animals, and that's not my motive for doing it, but it definitely is a concern of mine, because I don't want anything that's living to be treated the way that they show the animals are treated. So anyway, and it came about because of Mike Anderson, who put it together. his father had died of cancer, and he was searching out other information that was contrary to medical advice, or not part of medical advice, traditional. And when he got so many answers that were unknown, he decided he was going to publish something that put it out to the public. He's now got healing cancer from within also. But the basic one, I've sent out lots of copies because I know it's, I don't think it's the latest version for one thing, and it still gives a ton of information. So I justify giving them out from dupes, so sorry about that for people that, you know. Once in a while I get a hold of one that somebody feels so strong about, they say duplicate it and put it out as much as you possibly can. But I understand he had expense involved too, so. But he's got others that he's making it off of. Anyway, enough said. Anybody else that's on the line that's not had it, just put eating in the subject line, Elaine, and I'll know to just pull it off because I've even got some run, a couple of them run right now. I usually carry one with me, one or two, just to ride along with my prospecting CDs. And I should be getting another one to look at, too. Okay, thank you. Today or tomorrow. Yeah, you're welcome. Not a problem.
Good morning, hey. Elaine, and everybody else.
Oh, good morning, Onita. How are you doing?
All right. I got the afternoon shift today, so I can be on the call.
Oh, okay. You're back in your zone, huh?
Yeah.
It sounds like you have a cold already.
Well, I'm getting over one. No, I've just been eating breakfast, and I think it's just from that, so.
There was an article in our paper on Sunday with the headline of Biotech and Bread, Northeast Ohio firms collaborate to bake up probiotic loaf. I don't know if you guys get Orlando baking anyplace. It's in the Midwest, so I doubt that it goes much further than that. Did you ever hear of it, Elaine or Onita?
No, not that I know of.
Well, a biotech company has found a way, apparently, to put probiotics in the bread. And they're one of the stores here, in fact, the store where I first found the chia seeds last year, is carrying it. And then after the end of the month, I guess it's going to go more national. And I'm going to stop in. There are two different ones. One is called Seedalicious wheat bread. I'm going to stop and see. You know, before you could only get the probiotics in dairy stuff. And
that
now they found a way to put it into a bread. Which
that would be interesting, Nancy, because Carol told me don't get any that are not refrigerated because if they're not refrigerated, they're not going to have the same value at all.
Well,
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I can read you a little bit of what they say here. It's the first probiotic bread in North America and probably the first such bread line in the world. The microorganisms, which contain beneficial bacteria or yeast that help people digest dairy products and manage intestinal diseases, as well as enhance the functioning of the immune system, occur naturally in yogurt. But the live cultures couldn't survive extreme temperatures, so baking or freezing foods containing probiotics was out. Then they said this biotech company, the largest seller of over-the-counter probiotics in the U.S., patented a bacillus that survives processing, whether baking, boiling, or freezing. And they mentioned, I don't know if you guys have Pierre's ice cream, Yovation, as one of their frozen yogurts has it in it, apparently. They were looking for a line of breads that were exceptionally nutritious. And I need to find page 4 now. Wait a minute. Offer a bread that was the forefront of providing health and wellness. It's a great tasting. It had to be great tasting also. Offering two new kinds of probiotic bread under the True Grains line, Honey Wheat and Seedalicious, a multi-seed bread with flax, sunflower, and chia seeds. Besides being high in fiber, the whole grain breads are low in sugar and sodium. I want to see what the label. And on the label, it says, made with probiotic cultures, promotes digestive health. they said a lot of people are looking for probiotic products, and the bread just tastes good, they're saying. They offer protection from harmful bacteria or aid in digestion the same way the good bacteria in your body work. G-A-N-E-D-E-N, I guess that's the name of it.
Loretta?
Has arrived.
Which means garden in Hebrew, was formed in 96 to supplement business in 03 and branched into food in 07. Ganoderm BC30, a spore-forming bacteria designed to nature, works. Bacteria is inside the cell structure, which remains dormant until it's called upon to be used. The spore gets through the low pH of the stomach until it reaches the small intestine, where it starts germinating, producing lactic acid and enzymes. I thought the stomach was high pH. Anybody know?
No, your stomach should be acidic.
So that's a high pH. Or is it the other way around? Yeah, I'm wrong, you're right. High pH is more alkaline. Okay,
yeah.
I'm just reading it backwards. The trials show that only 500 million live cultures are needed each day to have a positive effect on the immune system. They've determined They've determined that each slice of bread provides an efficacious dose. One slice is enough that you will get the active cultures growing in your small intestine. So it should be interesting.
When you said that they were able to identify one area, yeah, that was back at the beginning, kind
beginning
of?
Beginning, before I changed to page four?
Yeah, before you changed to page four. It said that they were able to, in one, like Acidophilus, but you said something else. They were able to identify something that they could, you know, handle that would not be affected by the heat, I think is the way it was.
Maybe the microorganism which contain beneficial bacteria or yeast that help people digest dairy products and manage intestinal diseases, as well as enhance the functioning of the immune system, occur naturally in yogurt. But the live cultures couldn't survive extreme temperatures, so baking or freezing foods containing probiotics was out.
Yeah, and then keep going. Didn't it say something about
the largest seller of OTCs?
Provides
processing, whether baking, boiling, or freezing.
Okay, right in there.
That's when they talked about the ice cream, the yogurt, the frozen yogurt line, Yovation.
Okay, I thought you said something about that. They were able to.
They mentioned the bacillus. That was on page four.
Okay, bacillus. Okay, that was it. See, that's where I when the way Carol was explaining to me, it's got to come from a lot of different or several different areas to make up the collection of what we really need. And she said some of them will not survive if they are not refrigerated or something. You know, I can't remember exactly how she put it, but it was the variety. And so I wonder if by that being you're getting some of it, but you're not getting
it. Yeah. It says that their label is reads, made with probiotic cultures, promotes digestive health. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would promote it, but if people thought they were using that for a replacement instead of taking, what would be interesting, if you know you've got a good one that's refrigerated, that seems to be changing what you feel in your digestive system, for one, energy test it against the bread and see how much strength you come up with. You know, I'm not saying it wouldn't be helpful, but, you know, I think I would be real leery of relying on, you know, taking a slice of bread a day or...
Oh, as your only source? Probably not.
Yeah, as a source. And a lot of times that's what people do. They think that,
sure.
Well, I get this and this, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't need the other. And I have not been good about taking extra because it just seems like I've, you know, not had any digestive situation with, as long as my food is right. Now, that would obviously help me if it's not right either, in breaking it down. So, you know, just a reminder, I need to search it
You don't take lacto as a prophylactic?
Well, yeah, but according to what Carol had given me, she wanted me on more than that.
Okay.
Was why I was doing other. And I was doing it, especially when I was back in New York. When I've gotten back here, again, we made a conscious effort of regularly getting to the to a big health food store, and the normal places to shop just don't have that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's on the other side of Portland. It's just an extra drive, and it's not the area I care to go into because of parking and all of that traffic. So stay away from it. Like, given a choice on the classes, which mileage would have been closer, but the headache of going into downtown Portland in the center of the, you know, highest, lowest parking and highest rate of parking, and not all of them validate if they're a distance away. And, you know, you're going to move your car if you're going to do your shopping in downtown Portland. You're going to move your car a number of times, or you're inconveniently going to walk with a lot of packages. I guess is what I think of it. So anyway, you know, just that you do because of where you are in life, I guess. But
well, it'll be interesting to see what the labels read.
It will be. And how it energy tests.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to stat up against Dave's bread.
But you said it was low in sugar and stuff, but it didn't mention fat, did it?
No.
So one was Sea Delicious, and what was the other brand?
It was just a wheat bread.
Honey Wheat, I think you said.
Yeah.
True Grain was one you mentioned. That
True Grain
was
the brand.
Honey Wheat was made by True Grain, I think, was one of the brands. And I remember seeing Orlando Baking or Bakery, whatever it was.
True Grain breads sell for $3.99 a loaf, a bit pricier than other Orlando loaves. Through the end of January, they're offered at this grocery store around the corner, for 2 for $5. So that's a deal.
That's nowhere near Killer Dave's price. His is way up. I mean, they sell it at Bob's Red Mill, and it's $5 and something a loaf.
The $3.99 is almost about what I'm paying for Ezekiel, I think, at Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Is that frozen?
Trader Joe's does not keep it in the freezer. I know that Whole Foods, I think, does, and the other health food store that's out in Solon has it in the freezer. But I freeze it immediately when I get it from Trader Joe's anyway.
Yeah, my stores all freeze it, so.
Yeah, it obviously depends on how much they turn over.
And Trader Joe's probably just doesn't have the freezer space, and it probably turns over quickly enough that they don't need to. They are dated, so.
Nancy, I was thinking about you when I put my order into Azure, which I hadn't done since we had picked, well, no, I hadn't done an order since we had picked up at the plant when we came back from New York, because I did have a pretty good supply of everything, but I put in an order for chia seed, and it was 5 pounds was $18.75.
Wow. And you have to pay shipping? Oh, you don't have to pay shipping at all
no
for you.
No shipping. Uh-uh, no shipping. And I know they're in Ohio. Well, I know they were in Iowa, and I know they expanded, so I'm not sure how close they come to you.
Yeah.
You have to check it. But and then I got brown sesame seeds, which I really had trouble finding them. I'm not even sure I found them in the health food stores. Are they in Whole Foods?
I've never heard of brown ones.
Well, brown ones. Was that Onita that said?
Yeah. I said I hadn't looked, so.
Oh, okay. Most of the places that I go, well, around here that I go into do not have the brown ones. They've got the white ones. They do not have the black ones. Azure does not have the black ones, at least not yet, which are the highest in nutrition. But the hulled ones are much preferred over the unhulled. It would be like white rice versus brown rice. And so they were 5 pounds for $15.70.
Now, is that in the shell or out of the shell you're talking?
That's in the shell. I mean, and you can't, there's no difference in I don't see a difference except, well, they're a little bit softer.
But then you have to shell them.
No. You don't shell them. That's what you want. You don't take the husk off, or you don't take the brown coating off the brown rice.
You're eating that whole shell?
Well, you can't tell. It's so paper thin.
Really?
That the other ones are bleached. Or refined.
They have raw.
Huh?
I brought raw.
They're raw, but they don't have the outside layer on them.
Right.
If you ground the rice down to white rice.
Uh-huh.
Or polished it down.
That's interesting.
So,
Yeah, and so I've read several places you want the unhulled ones, which I did not know. And the first time I ordered sesame seeds from them, I got, of course, I wanted the white ones. I was wrong with these brown ones, you know. So anyway, I switched and I got the other ones, and I was, you know, pleased about that, because the only place I found them was in the Asian markets, and they were in little tiny bags. And they weren't very, you know, they were like a,
oh, maybe 8 ounces or something.
Well, I'm using a couple of tablespoons per drink smoothie, and I rotate the chia seeds, the sunflower, no, the chia, the sesame, and the flax is what I do in the morning, so that overall I'm getting, you know, a better assortment of nutrients. I feel doing that. That was one of the recommendations I had read. Use one of the three in the smoothies. Don't ask me where. But anyway, and the prices were so good that you could actually afford to pay shipping for, you know, the smaller quantity. You'd be getting only once, probably maybe every 6 months or something,
yeah,
if you're still using a lot of them. And then Denny was trying the bee pollen, and I don't know, he said, I think I'm seeing a difference. I can't even remember what it was he was reading about. And they had bee pollen for, which is very spendy. He was paying $20 for a bottle that had, I don't know, I don't even think it had 90 in it. I think it had less than that. I have to look. But anyway, they had bee pollen for, a pound of bee pollen for $17.30.
They have a lot of noise, we can't hear.
And that was another one that they had refrigerated, was the bee pollen. They said they kept it in the refrigerator until it was shipped. I'll get this jar, because I had it last night when I was placing, or yesterday afternoon when I was placing this order. They did not have the brand of magnesium fizz that I have preferred. I've tried about four brands of that, and I do that to bring up the magnesium content closer to what I feel it should be in balance with what I've read. I feel I happen to need more for the absorption of my calcium.
Char, you're drifting away.
Oops, I got it. I've got it under my chin. Is that better? Okay,
thank you.
The bee caps, oh no, there were 120. There was 1,000 milligrams of bee pollen, so I have to wait till I get the label on the other one, but I'm sure because it doesn't have some of the additives in it that it's straight bee pollen, because this bee pollen is got cellulose, magnesium cerate, maltodextrin, of course, which is a sweetener, pharmaceutical glaze, silica, stearic acid. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway, and it was $20 a bottle. So, and the weight on it was what? Oh, dear, I can't find it. Anyway, it's in tablet form, and it doesn't say anything about refrigerating that I can see. Store at room temperature. So if that's the case, it can't be in the raw natural state, probably, if it's gone through capsule tableting, their tablets. So I'm just expecting that he would see more, or he need to take less of the other, and it would make it a fraction of what this was. So anyway, I did my breakdown again and looking at price comparisons, and it was a hugely different. I even tried some spelt English muffin, because Denny tests much better on spelt than he does on wheat, even though it's a variety of wheat. It's supposed to be much easier to digest. So anyway, those were the things I worked on yesterday.
I was going to say, spelt makes me itch just as bad as wheat does. So.
Does it? Well, see, it can be the gluten, because it does have the gluten in it. But he just, when I tested him lately on other grains, since he's been working at staying off of it, not as extreme as I was trying to do for a short period of time, because I know he's getting it sometimes when he's out, if he has a bran muffin or something like that. He still tested much better on, like, oats there doesn't seem to be a difference between steel-cut gluten-free and just steel-cut oats. Because it's not an oat, it's not a gluten source, but it's the cross-pollination that makes the oats or oatmeal, rolled oats or steel-cut, either one, the issue for having gluten-free ones. And, again, your source could be where it's raised and how it's raised.
Yeah.
So, you know, as to whether it's being contaminated or not, they just can't state. Or the processing of the equipment also could be picking some of it up. Like why Dave's Killer Bread, he does not have a gluten-free because he would have to have another separate facility to be able to run it in or bake it in. So, anyway. You know, different degrees for different people, but that's what we're trying. Just to see if he can rebuild with a better system. I have not, when he's eating clean, he doesn't have the backfire, the belching right after he eats, or even during the time that he's eating that he has when he's not eating clean. So, you know, all the things we can watch. Comments or questions? Oh. All's quiet on the home front. I did pick up another healing foods from Vegetarian Times that they do it just, I don't know how many times a year they do it. It's not one of their regular editions. And, the other thing I noticed that I'm giving our daughter-in-law a copy of, I don't know whether she's going to want it, that to be her subscription or not, but is the eating, the Vegetarian Times, the current issue that just came out that several of you take. Oh, I was able to order the sprinkle also. It was just a little over $3 from Azure, so when somebody picks it up at the store, let me know what you pay for it. Something over $3. Anyway, there's one section of recipes in here just for pressure cookers. And they're called 30-minute meals under the pressure's on. So that's a group that I want to look at because I really enjoy using my pressure cooker too.
So are you talking about the Bragg's Organic Sprinkle?
Yes.
I paid $4.19 at Whole Foods for a 1.5-ounce jar.
Okay, yeah, that's what this was, too. They had, I'm not sure they had bigger quantities or not.
Yeah.
But I saw it after I'd ordered, and it was, 2 hours past the limit on the order time. And so I called back in. I said, I'm past. You guys are even supposed to be closed by now. And somebody picked up the line. He goes, nope, we're here to help you. What do you need? And I said, is there any way I can add to an order I already put in? And they go, oh, yeah, sure. And my cutoff time was 4 o'clock, and I think it was after. It was right just before 6. And I said, you guys are just too easy. Well, we're here to serve you. Well, it was cutoff time to get it on the truck, supposedly. But he had said that earlier, the gal that took my order had said, I can give you the phone number for that place, too. They're more than accommodating all the time. The gal that had taken the order, I said, well, does he have enough to get my order shipped out? Because you had to have the person that you were ordering under had to have accumulation through their place for the drop of $550, I think, now. And when I called in, I checked, and he didn't have that much. He only had, like, $300. And accumulative with mine. And so anyway, I said he only has another 20 minutes to get an order in. I think I'm going to call him and see if he thinks he's got any more going in. So I had two different phone numbers. I did only one, and then I looked up the other one that I'd had. And she said to me, well, he's got longer. He's got another couple of hours. And so I thought, huh. They give them longer, so they must be taking orders. And that's why I called in, and yeah, they threw the extra couple little bottles of it that I picked up.
on everybody else's recommendation that had tried it. So was it you or Jeannie that started on that one, Anita? Talking about the Bragg sprinkle.
I think Jeannie started.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Somebody had had it. Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. Beverly's daughter-in-law had it, sprinkled it on zucchini when they put it on the grill.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking she had used the liquid aminos, and then she showed me the sprinkles, you know, because I saw it had some kind of herbs on it. I was thinking she probably did, you know, oregano or basil or something like that, you know, but she said, no, put Bragg's on it. And I went, well, what else? And she said, just Bragg's. I said, what are all those little pieces on there? And she goes, well, let me show you what it is. So then she showed me.
Well,
I
know,
it.
Yeah, and see, and my thing was I've tasted enough of your seasonings down there from Penzi's that, and I still haven't gotten around. There's one store here in Portland, I know, to get down there or to them, wherever they are. And I've really enjoyed the difference in the spices that you use from mine, and so that was the reason I did two bottles instead of one. I trusted your judgment on it very much, so.
Well, good.
After eating at your house many times, so appreciate that.
That's for those who want to look. It's azurestandard.com, right? A-Z-U-R-E?
Yeah, and the phone number for them, because they really, you can call them, and they, you might get, at the end of the day, I suppose every day is a cutoff day for one route or another because they've got so many routes through the United States that go out. I don't know how many trucks they run. I can't remember. But anyway, it's 541-467-2230. And I think the catalog is 50 cents. It's about 300 pages. I know I had the catalog mailed out, and maybe the first mail they will send it to you free. I know the every 2 months, and I just went through the sale catalog to see what was new that was specials and what was already, you know, that was giving a discount. They'll give anywhere from a 10 to 20% discount, and I mentioned that the other day. But anyway, I know they send those out because I get one of those. I do annual membership of $18. I think I said that too. And it doesn't give their routes in there, but I know their little route brochure is free. They put that in free whenever you ask for it. And then there's recipes in there also. They're not vegan. They're more, but they're very much more plant-based. You'll find some of them are clean, totally clean, but others will have, you know, egg. Well, that's easy. You can use egg replacer. And, you know, they don't specify alternative milk. Sometimes they say or. But what got my attention was the article in the back with their huge greenhouse. I don't know how many feet wide. Actually, it looks like there's a railroad down through there. That couldn't be. There's a grid that looks like a railroad down through there. No, I'm sure it's not. Can't imagine running a boxcar through a greenhouse. But they've got things that are fenced up for support and then wired to the ceiling or strung to the ceiling, like probably green beans and stuff. And it looks like tomatoes, big bushes of tomatoes. So this is their beginning of their year-round greenhouse growing. And that area of Oregon gets a lot of sun. No, this is something that the equipment runs down through the center on. I see it up close, I think, is what I'm looking at. Anyway, I asked if they gave tours yesterday when I phoned in my order. I said, my husband's going to read how this thing, your heating system that you're using for that and your not only your warehouse, but I guess it's heating everything on that piece of property. That, you know, their office complex, it sounded like, anyway. I didn't read it. I just glanced at it. I know he's going to want to see that, and so I'm wondering if you offer tours. And she says, well, it's really new, and I haven't even seen it. She hasn't been there that long. They're expanding. They keep their employees around forever. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to reading it myself. It's about three, four pages long just on that. So anyway, this special comes out for a 2-month period. And a lot of it is processed. They're, you know, doing like the other stores do, suppliers do. They're trying to make it shortcut it for, you know, the cans of vegetables. I noticed that they were showing all the tomatoes that were in glass only, recommending people go to the glass instead of the metal, and, you know, all of that type of thing. So, and they got the organic, I mentioned that yesterday. If anybody, I still use some agave. I'm not using as much as I was before. Anyway, got the phone number if you need that. And I haven't tried any of the produce except what we picked up there the last time. You have to go on the internet or call for the pricing on it because it changes all the time. But that may not be the case once they have their own greenhouses that they control. Oh, it probably would be. They'd probably still have peak in the season. I'm rattling, thinking as I'm talking. But I do also like that version of that publication from Vegetarian Times. It's called Healing Foods. It's a little bit more than their regular magazine, and I don't know that you subscribe to it, whether it's that regular or not. I don't see a ticket in there for it. I just see it for Vegetarian Times. Look. Yeah, I don't see another. I like the way Vegetarian Times identifies all of the recipes in the back under categories. Makes it useful.
I noticed that they have a new cookbook out, their first cookbook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a vegan cookbook, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
It
came on my email. I don't know if it was last night, sometime yesterday, maybe I checked it and see. They were advertising it by that Mary Margaret Chappelle, who is the editor-in-chief of the magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Their first book out. I think there's 250 recipes. I don't know. I haven't looked to see if you could order it somewhere else, but it was $30. But might be a good one.
Yeah, I bet it would be because there are recipes in their magazine or...
And I think they take probably all the best ones, you know, and throw them in there just like they do on their Healing Foods. Some of those are a repeat. Well, the one Thai soup, spicy Thai soup that we love so much, I noticed was in the Healing Foods as well.
Mm. This last issue of it, or
magazine.
Was it before?
I think it was in this last issue.
Okay.
Because it was in an earlier issue. I have the earlier issue right here because we just made it. It was in, let's see, it's pictured on the front, actually. January last year, a year ago. Spicy Thai vegetable
has left the conference.
Okay, every time I've glanced through that, I've really been, zeroed in, targeted on the ones. And I also like the fact that at the beginning of the recipe it says vegan, so if I want to shortcut something and not have to think about it, then those are the ones that I'll go to.
Me too.
But I can go through them and just tag them.
Yeah, and that spicy one calls for the red, you make a chili paste, and so the red chilies, you soak them in hot water, and it says 15 of those red chilies, and the first time I used it, I used all 15 and all seeds and everything too. Oh my goodness, it was really hot. So now I put in, this last time I put in 7 of them, and I took all the seeds out of them and didn't cut them up. So,
and that came out better?
Yeah, yeah, it's edible for me. Ricky ate it anyway. He just sweats through it, you know, but that chili, the soup, the Thai chili soup.
Oh, Thai chili soup. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's called spicy Thai vegetable soup is what it's called.
I'm not seeing it under soups in that.
Oh, you know, maybe. Are you looking in the Healing Foods?
Huh?
Let me look real quick. I thought it was in the, maybe it's not in this one. Yeah, because I have the one recently, too, for colds and flu, tasty remedies for colds and flu. It's not in there.
Sounds good.
Tasty food.
Oh, no, I don't see it in there.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's the second line down, 55 easy recipes for winter wellness is what I was looking at.
Yeah, but I don't, so I'm looking in the recipe in the back, the recipe.
Yeah, I didn't see it. There was a spicy red lentil soup.
Oh, no, here it is. It's called, it's got the Thai name, G-A-E-N-G. It's the third one under soups and stews.
Oh, okay, there I see it. Okay.
Yeah. Gaing Kai, I don't know how to speak Thai.
Yeah.
That was all weird to me. But in parentheses. I see type page 90. Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think whether I made that or not. I'm not sure I made it after you talked about it.
Yeah, it's supposed to, it's like on the
I'm sure I didn't, because if you're saying those little red chilies.
Yeah.
I've got a bag of them. I know right where they are. I just saw them, so yeah, that would be.
Yes, so
but
you make a little paste out of that. You know, those things, the garlic and the lemongrass and shallots.
Mm-hmm. Mortar and
pestle. I just used my, I don't have a big enough mortar and pestle, so I used my Bamix that has a little mill grinder, and that worked pretty good this time. I don't know what I'd used before.
Oh, I'd have to have Denny pick me up some lemongrass, I think. Yeah, I know my lemongrass. I was keeping it in the freezer. I should have left it there, and I didn't, and it molded, so...
You know what I noticed about at Sprouts, they started having, you know, the little packages of herbs that they have from time, you know, in the little plastic packages.
Uh-huh.
They had lemongrass, and they have two little stalks in there.
Oh, huh.
So I could buy just enough for, and I don't know what price it was, and what, but in a pinch, I could just get the two stalks and use them right away.
Right. Because I've let it go bad in my refrigerator, I don't know, twice now, I think, you know, where I've just picked it up by the pound at the Asian market. But then I also saw, and I saw this in New York, I haven't even looked for it in the big Asian market here. They had it frozen, and it was chopped, and it was frozen, so it was already peeled and everything, and then you just scooped out how much you needed.
Oh.
And I asked her how long it kept. Well, it kept a long time, but even in the refrigerator after it was thawed out, so I never put it back in the freezer, and then finally it went bad on me, so I had to dump it. But it's, you know, very inexpensive in the Asian market.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's a convenient way of doing it, because I didn't even know how to peel it back. I hadn't used it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it, it's like kind of like working with a leek. You strip off the outside.
I take off the outer. It's hard on the outside.
And dry.
And dry, yeah. And so I pull off a couple of them.
Okay.
And then what I had bought in the at Sprouts, it's about 4 inches long. So it's not
okay.
Like a whole long thing.
Yeah.
And I use the whole thing, you know, as far as chopping it up after I peeled the two little outer layers off of it. And then kind of chopped it up with a knife or sliced it like I would a scallion, because it's about the size of a scallion, a green onion. It's not as soft as a green onion, though. It's crunchy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
I know what I've got to do. Danny's got to pick some stuff up, so I'm adding a couple of things to my list here. Eat some fresh tofu. I don't like using all of it from the frozen state. Firm and organic. Anyway, well, guys, I know we've got to be at the end of the time, past the
we
end
are.
Of the time. Way past. Just
sorry about
here
that.
Brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody have a closing comment or question?
If you want to send that recipe down, it sounds good.
The chili.
Spicy Thai.
Can you scan it? Can you scan it, Jeannie?
Yeah, I can. I'll scan it over. Shall I send it to you?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Or just send it directly to you, Steve?
Whatever you'd like to do.
Okay.
Or send it to
I'd
both of
it.
Us, and then...
Yeah.
Would appreciate it. Sounds yummy.
Yeah, it is a good one, and it's... Well, they call it medicinal, so, you know, I thought, yeah, it is. It's for us in the wintertime, or any time, because we speak so much, you know, in our other business, that... Really nice on the weekends to have some kind of a brothy, yummy soup, you know.
So do you have a small email with just the advanced lifestyle people that are normally on the call?
You know, I should, and I don't
okay,
really.
I was going to say, if you did, just put it to everybody, because that's not one that everybody will have.
I really should have that. I'll work on putting that together.
Yeah, well, you like you need one more thing to do, too. I wasn't inferring that.
I could put it on my list.
Or the ones that you remember, at least click on them and
yeah.
Go to all of them at the one time.
Yeah.
I'll send it to
Nancy and have her send it out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Give her another thing to do.
Yeah, right. we do pass the bucket
we
around.
Pass them on, don't we? All right,
I'm going to keep up my end of it. Anyway, I got to run, guys. So
thank you.
I'm going to have a barking dog here in 2 minutes. It's getting daylight out here.
All right. Thank you.
Anyway, make it an absolutely outstanding day, and Jeannie will be on tomorrow with us.
Yeah. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Char.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you, Nancy.